From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladesh declares 2 days of mourning following a terrorist attack in Dhaka that left 20 people dead. Bangladeshi authorities have deployed heavy security throughout the capital following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20, mostly foreign civilians, at an upscale restaurant. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least 2 Bangladeshi police officers were also killed. The White House and the U.S. State Department have confirmed the death of an American citizen whose identity has not been released. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said in a statement the United States condemns the attack in the strongest terms. He called it a despicable act of terrorism and said the United States stands with Bangladesh and the international community to confront terrorism wherever it occurs. In a televised address to the nation on Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi confirmed Saturday that Italians were among the victims, but would not give details or numbers until the families had been notified. Authorities in Japan confirmed the death of 7 Japanese nationals. The new Taliban chief has called for the United States to end what he called its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country from what he called the claw of the infidel occupation. Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada made the remarks in connection with the annual Eid festival, which marks the end of the month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. Reaction to a White House report on civilian casualties by drone attacks was mixed in Pakistan, the country that has suffered the highest number of strikes and casualties outside active conflict zones. As VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports, some have denounced the strikes, while others are believed to approve of the strikes in tribal regions.
Responding to the U.S. drone report, Pakistan's Foreign Office reiterated its calls for an immediate cessation of drone strikes. The statement said the strikes violated Pakistan's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Pakistan's government routinely denounces the strikes, which are deeply unpopular among the public, but authorities are believed to privately consent to the operations targeting militants in the country's tribal regions. Drone strikes was a much bigger issue in Pakistan a couple of years ago, when the frequency of these strikes was higher. Over the last 5 years, they have gone down significantly, from 128 in 2010 to 13 last year and only 3 this year. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with officials from the FBI for 3.5 hours in Washington Saturday as part of a probe into her use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. A campaign spokesman said Clinton gave a voluntary interview at the FBI headquarters here in Washington. The FBI and the Justice Department are investigating whether anyone in Clinton's office broke the law by using a personal email server while she was Secretary of State. Republican lawmakers have called for an independent investigation because they do not trust the Justice Department to handle the case impartially. Their criticism intensified this week when Attorney General Loretta Lynch had a private meeting with former President Bill Clinton at an airport. Lynch said Friday that she would accept the findings of the career prosecutors and investigators. Australia's conservative ruling coalition and opposition were running neck and neck in vote counting after elections Saturday. Neither side seems to be able to form a majority government. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said shortly after midnight local time that he had every confidence that his ruling Conservative Party had won the national election and he will be able to form a coalition government. Speaking to supporters late Saturday night, opposition leader Bill Shorten sounded optimistic for his party. Parties need to hold at least 76 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives in order to form a majority government. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.